to C3 Church Hepburn Heights. We believe Jesus Christ gives life to the full, and we are called to live it and share it. We pray you enjoy this message today.
Imagine we had a doorway into the side of your head. Imagine just this little doorway that you could enter into your headspace, and inside there were these little chairs set up in little rows, and we could walk through that little doorway and hop in and take a seat and watch the thoughts that go on in your mind on this giant movie screen. And you could hear the soundtrack of your thoughts in like Dolby surround sound. Amazing, booming and subwoofers and sitting there watching. Is that a pleasant thought? Is it whose mind would you like to step into? Maybe your wife's. And I've always wondered what really happens in that. Some husbands are shaking their heads. Imagine stepping in or having broadcast the movie screen in our mind. And it's been said that we move in the direction of our strongest thoughts. And so what we allow to play on this movie screen has profound impact in our lives and the direction that they take. And so I've been thinking, and particularly thinking this week, I wonder if we could figure out a ratio. It'd be really interesting to go, okay, how much if we looked at these thoughts, and again, it's been said we think something like 30,000 thoughts a day, that if we could have a look at these and then categorize them, I wonder how much of them have the flavor of the kingdom, have woven into them the word of God or his truth or his call. I wonder if we watch this movie, if the colorings that came through were faith, hope, and love. I wonder if the feeling that was stirred as we're all watching that TV screen, if there's this sense and feeling that stirred listening to the soundtrack of our thoughts that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I wonder how much of that, the flavor, that sense, the imagery, the sounds, what it does, I wonder how much of that we would find there. And if we move in the direction of our strongest thoughts, then what we allow to play on the movie screen in our mind really is, in a sense, our Lord. It rules, governs, leads. So it's important for us to think what we allow to occupy that space. And this has been a year where there are certain movie reels that want to get, if you're thinking of old school cinema and you think of that film that goes on the movie projector and you put it on and the film gets thread through and then it plays and out comes that image. There have been certain films that have wanted to jump onto that spool or whatever. You probably should have researched that before I start talking about it, to get onto that thing and then play. And it's kind of been relentless, but we still get to make a choice about what we're going to allow to play. And so we're going to have a bit of a look here at a few things as we continue our series. And I want us to think about how much of God's word occupies that movie screen. And I want us to have a look here. If we can pull up Psalm 119, please. It's all right, we won't be reading all of it together this morning. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. And interestingly, it's basically a love poem to the word of God. It's a love poem about God's word. Roses are red, violets are blue. I love the Bible, and so should you. It's a little better than that. So from verse 9 here, And I want us to grab a hold of what we see here. So Psalm 119, verse 9, how can a young person stay on the path of purity? How can we set up a young person to be successful in stepping into the life that God has for them? And so however young you are or were, this is still applicable to us. And here's the answer. So how can a young person live out God's call? And again, in the first few verses here, we see blessing as the framework. How can a young person step into the life of blessing that God has for them? By living according to your word, where the Bible is rolling on the movie screen in the mind. Verse 10, I seek you with all of my heart. I seek you. I search for you. I'm questioning in my mind things about you. I'm diving into your word in ways that ask questions to make it come alive. This isn't just a reading of words. This is a diving in to discover that I seek you with all of my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. Again, that the Bible would play here and then govern how we live. Verse 11, I have hidden your word in my heart. Are you getting a pattern already? That your Bible is hidden in my heart. It's the framework. It's the overall narrative for what drives the movie that plays in my mind. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. Let your word be alive for me. Teach me, train me. With my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. So through my mouth, I will declare your word. I will let it be found on my lips. Verse 14, I rejoice in following your statutes. The theme continues, right? Right? You can respond to that. Yeah. As one rejoices in great riches, I rejoice in following the Bible, in letting the Bible play here as one rejoices in winning lotto. I meditate on your precepts. I let them weave around in my head. I mull them over as I'm going to bed. I form habits of letting your word come alive. I meditate on your precepts and I consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I do not neglect your word. And so here we have in these few verses, we have this relentless, in case you didn't get the point in the first verse, let me repeat it in the second verse and in the third verse and in the fourth and in the fifth. Let me repeat and keep on repeating. This is how we build a life that's filled with the power of God. That God's word is alive in us and allowed to govern and then produce the power and the results that God wants to, so that it plays on the movie screen in our mind. You are never stronger. Just say to the person next to you, stronger, mate. Welcome to Australia, right? That's how we preach. Yeah, more strong? I like stronger. Than when the word of God is alive in your head and your heart. You're never stronger than when the word of God is alive in your head and your heart. This is our second week of a two-week series. It's not like some of the series we had last year that were a four-week series that went for 26 weeks. This will be the final, and this has been a distinct series that for me is like I want to see, it's like a breath of faith injected into us. So it started last week, and if you weren't here last week, that's okay. We love you. But there are things that I said last week that give context to this week. So I'd love you to go back and have a listen, and talked about some of my personal challenges and struggles this year, and how God came and clearly said to me, you need to spend less time thinking about woe is me, like just lost in the how difficult, the how whatever, and little more time in my word, Jace. And it was strong and it was clear and it shaped the back end of my year. And so I'm happy to pass that same challenge on to each and every one of us. And here we go. We're gonna read together this morning. If we can pull up Philippians 4, we'll read 12 and 13 in the ESV here. And these are, again, the words of the Apostle Paul and where we've been springboarding from. So I know how to be brought low and I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. And in case you missed it again last week, so the Apostle Paul is writing from prison here. So to get the framework for what's coming next, he's not writing from a resort or he just got some massive payout or everything just worked perfectly or he's off on his honeymoon or whatever could be some kind of everything's just in a lovely space. His life is filled with difficulty. He's living 2020. That it's a whole nother level. And so he says, I know how to be brought low and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's been where we've been springboarding here, the 10-finger prayer. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I talked about my challenge of going, oh, that's so cliche, that's so youthy. But this is what God was speaking to me, that I needed to declare his word and let that play on the TV screen, on the movie screen in my mind, and then let the word of God do what it's designed to do and produce life, release power. So the Apostle Paul's saying, man, regardless of whether I've got plenty or whether I'm hungry, regardless of whether I've got abundance or need, whether I'm on a mountaintop or a valley low, whether I'm having an amazing 2020 or a painfully challenging 2020, in every circumstance, whatever comes at me, good or bad, I can live my call through Christ who strengthens me. I can thrive in the toughest of circumstances through Christ who strengthens me. This is the heartbeat of what God wants us to hear through the experience of the Apostle Paul, who is experiencing extraordinarily harsh persecution, where his life doesn't look like what he wanted it to or thought it should, where he could have been down in the dumps about, God, I'm possibly serving you better than anyone else on planet Earth right now, and look where I am. He didn't get lost in his pity party, but he found something in his Savior that shaped his experience despite his difficulty. In the Amplified, it says it like this, verse 13, I can do all things. And then in brackets, I love the brackets in the Amplified. I can do all things which he has called me to do. That's important for us to take a hold of here, that when it says I can do all things, it's not all, and this is my wife's beautiful language here, it's not all the things or the things, I don't know how you'd say it, the, stronger. She definitely wouldn't have said that. It's not all the things, it's all my things. You're not called to do everything. And sometimes we're struggling because we're doing far more than he's called us to. Or we're plowing in the wrong field. Or we're not making space for adequate rest like he's called us to. I can do all my things, the things that he's called me to do. I can do all things, in brackets, which he has called me to do. And then it goes on, through him who strengthens me. And then check out the brackets, which are helping us understand. So it goes on here to say, to fulfill his purpose, that I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. Put your hand up if you don't want that. Phew. We all want that. Yeah! Woo! Yeah, that's my Jesus. He got some good stuff for me. There's power for me to step into. So this is what he has. We want this. Let's go on. Verse 13 in the Passion Translation. And I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. Not to avoid all difficulty, but to find something of his victory in that difficulty. Man, this can happen. We can step in and own this, appropriate the victory of Christ, not when the Bible is an afterthought, but when the Bible is saturating every thought. And so this is a moment here for you where if this year, or this month, or this week, the Bible has been an afterthought. Your appropriate response right now is to repent. And that's what I did in the shower. If you were here last week, wearing my baptismal robe in the shower, don't picture anything weird. And so when we've let go of the power, the love, the life, the victory he has for us, then we stop, we admit our human frailty. We don't try and pretend or just live in the place of frustration because, man, why isn't it working? Man, if we're not activating his victory in the way he's called us to, don't expect it to work out like you see it working out for others who are. It's very simple. And sometimes this is not a complicated message. And I'm trying to just in these 2 weeks just be very clear for us because I want each and every one of us to live in the strength that he has. But I know sometimes how difficult it is for me to flip and stay there. And I'm surrounded by all the pastors. I'm hanging with here every week with semi-heathens instead of you out in your workplace with total heathens. I know the stuff. And I need to be relentlessly reminded, right? Because I fall back into just being Jace. Not Jace, the redeemed son of God who lives different to how he feels because he's been paid for the highest price. And so I want to remind us again of who our Jesus is and who he calls us to be and of the place that where the word can live and infuse our mind and where it's not an afterthought, but we're allowing God's word to saturate every thought. Then what rolls on the movie screen in our mind shapes the way we walk out that day. When people see us, they see a difference in your face according to what's playing on that movie screen. And do they feel the presence of God or do they feel like they've just been slapped with a turd? That's not in my notes, by the way. So I got, God was strong with me. Yes, 2020 has been difficult, Jace. And there have been things I've walked through you don't know about. There are things that you've walked through that I don't know about. He knows it all. And his story doesn't change. This proves true, except for 2020. There's a little caveat little asterisk at the back page, minus years where some kind of pandemic rolls through. See, the Apostle Paul. So I've been thinking about him. It's funny, so I'm parenting three kids with my wife, obviously. She does some stuff too. probably 80% of the stuff. And you tell your kids to be tough, to come on. And sometimes we ought to preach to ourselves, because you're the best preacher you'll ever hear. Because you preach to yourself all day. You may get me once a week or however often. Or you may be lucky and get one of the other preachers and it's better. But you're preaching to yourself all day, every day. And so when we can let the Word of God be wrapped into that and playing on here, man, we're different. And this Apostle Paul just built this intimacy with Christ that carried him through the most difficult times. And so he was changed by God's Word, by encounters with Jesus. And we encounter Jesus in lots of ways. But one of the most critical ways for us is sometimes we're asking God to do things when he's calling us into his Word. Like, God, would you just speak to me? And he's like, I have. Would you dive in? Come on, just dive in, dive in, dive in. And so here is, as the Apostle Paul does this, we can see in his life as he's diving in, as he's owning this 10-finger prayer, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It doesn't protect me from difficulty. It carries me through it with power so that as I walk through difficulty, people can look at me and go, ah, that's what a Christian looks like. That's what real faith looks like, and that's our call. And he had a perspective that was awakened there. Because as we dive in to this framework, there is this perspective that we can see. And there's in the start of Philippians, and I've encouraged you again last week to be reading Philippians, listening to Philippians, dive in. And you can see the Apostle Paul in chapter 1, he's like, you know, me being in jail, he gets this perspective. Instead of, oh, me being in jail sucks. I don't deserve this. Thank God. Instead, he gets this perspective and goes, okay, me being in jail, I can see now that this is actually for the betterment of the gospel. That I can see that now I've got a unique opportunity to preach to Caesar's guard. And so many of them are finding faith in Christ. And so he's not lost with a darkened perspective that sees the negative, but faith awakens a glorious heavenly perspective to see opportunities. And then he says, man, I get to preach to the palace guard. And because I'm here in chains, that I have, man, other Christians are being emboldened. They're getting stronger. That there's something that's being stirred in them. And then he goes on and Philippians 1:20, he says, and this, like, what a crazy perspective right here, that whether I live or die, Christ will be exalted. So if I never make it out of this prison cell, this difficulty, this challenge, I'm going to live in such a way for your glory, God, that you are going to be exalted. If I live, it's fruitful labor. I'm going to keep moving on. If he keeps breath in my lungs, I'm going to keep serving him. But if I die, I get to go be with my Savior. It's a win-win either way. So there's a perspective that's awakened. There's also a problem solving that's awakened as we let this faith perspective grow. And so this problem solving where we go, Paul's not saying I'm stuck in jail. It's so not fair. God, why me? That there's this perspective then awakens this problem-solving thing where he's not like, oh, I want to be with the churches. These churches I planted, I need to be there. I need to be in Mumbai. God, but there's, with a faith, then there's a problem-solving. And so, hey, let's just do everything online. And we can actually see our church grow as we take these steps of faith. And Paul's like, I'm not stuck here. Yeah, I'm here. The gospel's not stuck. Maybe I could write them a letter. I can't be with them personally. And the problem solving that was awakened because he was leaning into God then creates a letter which is in here for us through the generations to see something of how God can work through people when it's tough. Something of how we can be strong when it's tough. There's a problem solving, and then there is a power. This is not just practical, but there is a supernatural power that you and I need to have operating in our lives. That I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That there is strength, there is power that flows as we allow Him to, where you are more strong, or affectionately known as stronger than when we just do this alone. There is strength available. He says in 2 Corinthians, man, when I am weak, then I am strong. Because if I lean into my God, there is a strength that knows no end. You know, 2020 has told you so many things you can't do. It's right, eh? How many things have we been told? You can't do this. You can't do that. You made plans for the year. Nah, can't do them. You got bookings here. Nah, you can't do that. Can't do that. And so what has happened and what we can settle into is rolling on the movie screen in our mind is a can't narrative. I can't be passionate for Christ this year. I can't overcome that. I can't be the best version of me. I can't. And look, none of this is trying to deny reality. Okay, and if you heard last week and you understand the framework we're operating in here, none of this is turning a blind eye to reality, but it's who we let have the ultimate voice into that reality. And yes, there are difficulties. Yes, there are challenges. Absolutely. The Apostle Paul, again, knows that very well. But he knows that above that, there is a God who is supreme over all, and we can lean in, and faith activates something of the power of God. And so I want you here and now to make a choice, if you haven't this year, that you are leaning into His goodness and grace. Leaning in to take a hold of Him who is leaning towards you. Saying, my son, my daughter, my grace is sufficient for you. Come and lean into my embrace and then take a hold of my power and begin to roll on the movie screen in your mind His words, not your emotions. His I can, not the world's I can't. And roll it 100 times a day, 1,000 times a day, whatever it takes. And let me read for you here some friends who have done something really smart and is taking a hold of the Word of God and letting it come alive for us and meditating on it, chewing on it, personalizing it so it is real and alive for us. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can live my call in 2020 through Christ who strengthens me. And so if you had to fill in the gaps, I can live my call right now through Christ who strengthens me. What's the bit in the middle that you need to hear as though Jesus was going to come and have a little one-on-one with you and say, hey, I'm here for you with this challenge, with this difficulty. You can make it through because I'm here for you. I have strength for you if you want to take a hold. What do you need to fill in the gaps? And so here's what some friends have said. I can overcome every thought, take leaps of faith, and unashamedly share His love through Christ who strengthens me. I can recenter my mind when I'm tempted to dwell in dark places. Through Christ, who strengthens me. That's His call to this beautiful person in the here and now. And so they've written it out and they're going to declare it relentlessly. It's like taking the spool off the cinema, movie theater, projector thingo And putting this one on that says, I can live my call here and now through Christ who strengthens me. And pushing play, letting it beam up onto the movie screen in our mind. And then you'll find, not long later, somehow, some dirty movie technician came in and took that one off the spiel. And instead put the dark one, the evil one, the I can't one there. And so then in that moment, you have a choice. Am I going to sit, invite my friends in? Hey, come sit. Let's watch. Or am I going to rip that thing off the projector? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What are you going to do? Are you going to let it play or are you going to rip it off and put God's words there? I can overcome my feelings towards myself and my anxiety through Christ who strengthens me. Someone else. I can lead my business with passion and confidence, closing 2020 on a high through Him, through Christ, who strengthens me. I can lean in more after work and be intentional to spend more time with my family through Him, who strengthens me. I like this. It sounds good. I think I need you to stand with me. I feel like I'm way more excited than most of you are. I can push through laziness. And I can focus on my two empty buckets, my physical health and my spiritual focus, through Him who strengthens me. What are you going to write and declare this week? I can live a life of abundant peace. Nah, I don't want that. I can live a life of abundant peace through Christ who strengthens me. I can live wisdom-filled and others-focused with zeal and passion through Christ who strengthens me. What are you going to write and declare? How's the Word of God going to be alive, dominating the movie screen in your mind? Which then shapes what's happening around. For me, I just got an Apple Watch. I had a bunch of frequent flyers that I didn't think I'd be using recently. So I cashed them in and got a watch. And so I have my I Can prayer here. And on my phone here. Wow. Ben's calling me, I think, on my... Oh, Ben wants to walkie-talkie with me. Hey, man. How you doing? How is this message going okay? Oh, you got to tap and hold. Whoops. Oh, yeah, he said it's going awesome. That's good. Walkie-talkie in church. That's a first. That's a first for me. That's quite exciting. So here, I can finish 2020 with red-hot faith, focus, and energy through Christ who strengthens me. When God first spoke this to me in the shower, I did not feel that way. I was like, I'm going to be lucky if I can just crawl through six, 8 weeks ago. I'm just going to crawl through the back end of this year. But then a word from God, allowing His word to occupy the movie screen in my mind. And I have quoted this scripture and others in and around it dozens, hundreds of times in those last couple of months. And I can tell you, I'm a very different person now than when I was just feeling sorry for myself. My circumstance hasn't changed one iota. Still have the complexities, you know, the whatevers. But I actually allowed the power of God to do what I tell you it can do. and had just gotten a little soft with activating myself. I can finish 2020 with red hot faith, not just a mediocre. God, I'm leaning into you. And yeah, so what are you going to do? What are you going to do? What does this look like this week? What's going to roll on the movie screen in your mind this week? Come on, let's do this. We got this. He's got you. We're marching forward together. Can you take your hands and look at them? Look at them. And now just hold them open before God. Lord, I thank you in each and every heart. Lord, there is faith that is awakened today. Lord, I thank you. You never come to push us down, but you come to lift us up. And so, Lord, let these words, let your word lift us up today as though you were taking a hold of our hands, saying, come on, my son. Come on, my daughter. I have strength for you. I have perspective for you. I have power. I have problem solving for you and real world problems here and now. And so lean into me. Take a hold of my word. Let it occupy the movie screen in your mind. Make choices even right here and now that can shape the back end of this year, that can form habits, that could be like that young person who would lead a life that is pure by allowing the Word of God to come and be life and power and carry the victory and the love and the heart and the truth of Jesus Christ into our lives here and now. And so, God, would you come and breathe afresh on every single one of these incredible people here today. Lord, an anointing to walk out the rest of 2020 with your strength, God, your strength, your enabling in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thanks so much for joining us here on our podcast. We encourage you to let this word further help you live and share the life to the full that Jesus gives. If you want to check out more about our upcoming events, service times, locations, or to give online, go to c3hh.com.au.